Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Nedarim, and today we are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Karbon lo ochalach. If a person says to another guy, a karbon I will not eat of yours, which we assume to mean, by the life of a karbon, I swear that I'm not going to eat your food. Ha karbon sha'ochalach. Or you say, the life of a karbon, that which I eat of yours, which we assume to mean, by the life of a karbon, I swear that your food is usher to me. Lo karbon lo ochalach. Or you say, it is not a karbon, that which I do not eat of yours, which means whatever I do not eat of yours is not usher to me like a karbon mutter. In all those cases, the other person's food is totally mutter to you. The first two are not valid lashonos of neder because they're said in the lashon of shavua by the life of a karbon, which does not mean anything. The third one is not valid because it only refers to that which you're not going to eat, not that which you will eat. So even though the third statement, that which I do not eat of yours is not a karban, implies that whatever I do eat of yours is a karban, it's not a valid neder, because we're assuming that mechlal lav yata shemei hain, that you can't derive the positive from the negative. You can't say, oh, if he said what's not, so then we can assume what is. However, when it comes to shavuah lo achalach, if you say I take a shavuah, then I'm not going to eat from your stuff, shavuah sha'ochalach, or shavuah that I will eat from your food, lo shavuah lo achalach, or not a shavuah that I will not eat of your food, meaning that which I don't eat of yours is asr to me through a shavuah, then asr in all those cases, the other person's food is asr. The first one is a standard shavuah, the second one is understood as asring the food if that was clearly your intent, and the third one asrs the food because of the double negative. Whatever I do not eat is not asr, implies whatever I do eat is aser. So the last Mishnah ended by saying that a neder cannot aser an action midaraisa, but a shavua can. So our Mishnah says zechamur b'shvus mi b'nedarim. That happens to be one of the chumras that a shavua has over nedarim. That midaraisa shavuas can apply even to things that are not tangible, like action, sleeping, walking, talking, something like that. But a nedarim cannot apply to such things. Now there are cases, there are halachos where nedarim are more chumra than shavuas. In what way are nedarim more chamer than shavuos? Amar konam sukkah shani osa lulav shani notel tefillin shani maniach. If a person says konam the sukkah that I make, the lulav that I take, the tefillin that I wear, but nedarim aser. So nedarim they actually become aser. The lulav, the tefillin, they become aser. B'shavuos mutter. But in cases of shavuos it's mutter. Shein nishba'in lavar al mitzvos. You're not allowed to take a shavuah to violate any of the mitzvos. Meaning if someone were to say I take a shavuah that I will not live in a sukkah, the shvuah would not take effect. It represents a way in which a neder is more chamor than a shvuah. Meaning, in that sense, a neder is more chamor than a shvuah because a shvuah is about actions. A person cannot use a shvuah to negate a mitzvah because he's obligated to do the maisa mitzvah. So you can't take a shvuah that you're not going to do a maisa mitzvah. But a neder is not about a maisa; it's about a Cheftza. It's about an object. So if you take a neder that concerns a mitzvah, the sukkah is usher to me. So that object which you need to use to fulfill the mitzvah is usher to you, even though the mitzvah is still in place. Now once the object is usher, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah, because then it would be a mitzvah babavera, which wouldn't be a valid mitzvah. But it's like a person who has to eat matzah at the Seder, but you only have matzah of tevel or hegdish, which is aser, meaning you've made the cheftza shel mitzvah, the only thing you can use for the cheftza shel mitzvah. You've made it aser to you, which is a stupid and terrible thing to do, but it's still going to be a binding neder. Now, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, another area that nedarim are more strict than shavuos. Yesh neder betoch neder. There's a case where a neder can take effect within the term of another neder. Vein shavuah betoch shavuah. But there's no such thing as a shavuah taking effect within the term of another shavuah. Ketzad, for example, Amar hareini nazir ma'ochel, hareini nazir ma'ochel va'achal. If a person says, I'll be a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread. And then he said, I'll be a nazir if I eat this loaf of bread, same loaf. And he ate that loaf of bread, chayav. Hevel Kalachas V'Achas. He has to be a Nazir twice, one for each commitment of a Nazirus. So you see that the second commitment of a Nazirus takes effect after the first one, even though couldn't be observed until the first period of Nazirus concludes. Shavua Shalom Achal, Shavua Shalom Achal V'Achal. But if a person says, I take a Shavua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, and then he repeats, I take a Shavua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, say, and then he eats it, Enuchai V'Achas. So he's only going to be Chayiv once. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person says, Karban lo achalach, ha karban shalachalach, lo karban lo achalach, in all those cases it is not a valid neder. But if a person says, Shvua lo achalach, Shvua shalachalach, lo Shvua lo achalach, it is asr, it's a valid Shvua. And we said that's one of the chumras of Shvuas over Nedarim, namely that Shvuas could apply to even actions, whereas Nedarim only apply to objects. And the chumra that Nedarim has over Shvuas is when it comes to a mitzvah, you could be noder on a mitzvah, but you can't take a shavua on a mitzvah, because a shavua is about a particular action, whereas a neder is about a particular cheftza. And then in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person says the same neder twice, like a neder nezirus, if I eat this loaf of bread, then when he eats that loaf of bread, he has to observe both nidre nezirus. He has to observe two periods of nezirus. But if a person says the same shavua twice, and he eats, shavua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, he says that twice, and then he eats the loaf of bread, he's only going to be chayiv once. So that's a chumrah that Nedarim have over Shavuos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet.